When it comes to moving freight, time is money. The time you spend waiting for your empty trailer to be loaded up, that's money. The time you spend watching warehouse crew unloading that same trailer, that's money too. And all that loading/unloading time adds up fast. If you're looking to save time and haul as much cargo as possible, you're probably interested in an alternative to live loads, enter drop and hook trucking. Drop and hook versus live load. What are live loads? Live loads/unloads were the standard up until logistics technology progressed to the point where we can easily track trucks and trailers separately. They involve the trailer being loaded/unloaded while it's attached to the truck and the driver is waiting. They generally take longer than drop and hooks and often require some supervision from the driver. Live loads are preferable for drivers that own their own trailers or who want to ensure their trailer is loaded properly. What are drop and hooks? Drop and hooks involve a driver unhooking one loaded trailer from their truck before hooking up another. The dropped trailer can be unloaded without the truck/driver present. Drivers typically spend much less time waiting around than with live loads/unloads. Drop and hooks are ideal for truckers who are trying to haul as much freight as possible. Pros of drop and hook. The primary advantage of drop and hook trucking is that more of your time is spent hauling loads. Since little or no time is spent supervising the loading/unloading of trailers, drivers are able to quickly hook up to a new trailer and get back on the road. Another pro of drop and hooks is that you don't have to worry as much about maintaining your equipment, as you'll frequently swap between trailers. Occasionally, you'll even be able to enjoy hauling a brand new trailer without having to invest in the equipment yourself, and since you don't own the trailers you're hauling, you're not responsible for routine maintenance costs. Having said the above, you'll likely still need to pay for some form of trailer and/or cargo insurance to protect you in the event of an accident. Cons of drop and hook. While saving time is the main reason to choose drop and hooks over live loads, you should keep in mind that drop and hooks aren't always faster than live loads. For example, you may arrive at the drop-off location only to find that the trailer you need to pick up still needs to be loaded, meaning you're essentially waiting for a live load and still need to swap out your trailer. You'll also likely come across what's called a double drop and hook. These are where the trailer to be picked up is occupying the space where the trailer to be dropped off needs to go, meaning you'll need to perform multiple unhooks and hooks before getting back on the road. Another disadvantage of drop and hook trucking is that trailer quality may be inconsistent. You could, for instance, end up trading a brand new trailer for a damaged one. Also, you usually won't supervise the loading of the trailer you're picking up, which means you don't always have a chance to verify that cargo was loaded securely. Lastly, you may be ineligible for certain drop and hook programs if you own or lease your own trailer. You also probably wouldn't want to drop off a trailer that you own or lease yourself in the first place. Either way, carriers who own all of their trailers may want to steer clear of drop and hooks in order to get the most out of their trailer investment. Are you interested in an alternative to the conventional trucking business model? If so, take a look at how Relay Mile is reimagining trucking to provide drivers with a healthier, more consistent standard of work.